I'm here at the Fringe and I'm joined by Lily Bevan. Lily, how's it going?
Yeah, great, thanks. It's really nice. We're in the courtyard and it's so quiet and it just smells faintly of hot dogs and it's quite nice, quite gentle.
That smell's making me feel quite sick, I'm not going to lie.
I am quite used to it. I think it's like the base smell of the whole of Edinburgh. So it's fine.
So your show, is this your debut solo show?
Yeah.
It's called Pheasant Plucker.
Yeah.
Yes, I said it right.
Yeah.
It's quite a hard thing to say. So Pheasant Plucker, tell me about the show.
So the show is about a falconer who's lost her falcon, and she's called Harriet, and she's from a long line of bird handlers dating all the way back to medieval pheasant pluckers. And we meet one of her ancestors who's a pheasant plucker in the court of King Henry VIII, and then we spend some time with Harriet who's a falconer now, and we meet all different other characters when she goes on an adventure to try and get her falcon Jester back.
Amazing. So you play loads of different characters in the show.
Yeah, I do. I play, I think, 10 or 11. And one of them is a bird. One of them is a Tudor. There's a yoga teacher in there. Some people are French. It kind of goes all over the place. I have to kind of keep on it to sort of not get people confused. It's a bit
That's quite a challenging job, I imagine.
Yeah, I really like it. I like my characters. So it's like... So I quite enjoy each one, what I'm realising is, like, there's not a point in this show yet anywhere where I'm like, oh, yeah, get this bit over with. Like, I really enjoy it as it goes through. And I've been doing kind of little monologues with Sally Phillips. We've got a Radio 4 series in the making, which is little kind of character monologues.
Oh,
so it's kind of a form that I've been working in for about the last 6 months anyway.
Oh, amazing. It sounds great. And... I was just going to ask, you are doing something brilliant and you're working with Emma Thompson. You're writing a screenplay, is this right? Just want to tell me a bit more about that.
Yeah, I've kind of known Emma for a few years, and she employed me to work on a new British screenplay, which is a kind of comedy adventure, and that's just in kind of long-term development. And Emma's coming up to the Fringe to see a couple of shows quite soon, so that's really nice.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, it's great. She's great. And I'm really lucky. She's extremely inspiring and so funny, you know, and so bright. So I find her very inspiring to be around.
Yeah, I can imagine. She's an amazing person.
Yeah, she's done the Edinburgh Fringe too. She told me to do it.
Did she?
Yeah, she did it. And she was like, you got to do it. So I was like, okay, I'm really scared. And she said, yeah, that's appropriate.
Yeah. So did she give you any, like, really good advice on how to kind of cope with being here for a month?
She said it's just really normal to be scared, you know, but it's good to do something on your own. I've never performed alone before. You know, I'm an actress, really. I went to RADA, and that's my background. I've worked as an actress for quite a few years and in casts, you know, and I love working with other people and collaborating. And, you know, being alone is really different, and I found it quite intimidating to take on. I really admire now the stand-ups and everyone that does solo shows. Yeah. I will never ever look at it the same way again. Just the courage is really hard, and I think it's a really good thing to do.
Because working with other people, you know, you get the support and everything. I think working on your own, I've been talking to a few people who, you know, might get a couple of bad reviews here and there, and like dealing with that on your own, do you find that quite hard?
Yeah, I think so. I have a team here. Like, my stage manager came with me from London, my friend Sarah. She's awesome, and she's like a black belt in Taekwondo.
Wow.
She's been doing that up here. So like, I've got a couple of mates up here who are pretty down to earth and not that bothered about reviews, and you know, so I try and just like have a cup of tea and talk about other things.
Yeah, it's important. I can imagine.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of Nashville. That's weird, because to me Scotland is starting to feel a bit like sort of the southern American states, because I'm spending so much time at home watching Nashville.
Love that's how you're spending your time. Brilliant. Lily, where can people see the show this Fringe?
So the show is on at Underbelly in the Med Quad, which is their new venue, which is a really, really nice venue in Daisy, which is a tiny little room. And it sold out the last 2 days, which was really nice. So if people want to come, they should book a ticket, because I hope it will sell out more.
Yay. Thanks so much for talking to me today, Lily.
No problems. Thank you so much.